Pison, thumbs up, thumbs down if I should unmute you. Thumb down. Ooh, okay. He's still working on things here. No worries, no worries, no worries. All right, we got a lot of cover today. It'll be good. I'm excited for a couple of reasons, right? So we're doing a lot of house cleaning. We're going to be covering a bunch of things like how guilds are actually maintaining their players, how they're recruiting players, how they're getting players to continue to play. Just keep Pison muted through the whole stream. Now, like, you got it. No problem. I could do that. So there's that. So we'll be covering all that stuff, and we will be showcasing the new SGL tracker that Yomu put together. Pison covered this on last Saturday stream real fast, but Yomu just cranked out a new version of the leaderboard, and it looks really good and makes our lives easier for the streaming and showcasing it off. And I'm excited to show it off. A little heads up. Hey, the board kind of doesn't move much week by week. We're kind of debating whether or not we should do the 2 weeks or 1 week showcase. Actually, let me know. Would you guys prefer to do every 2 weeks update on the leaderboard? That way we could probably see more progress. Or do you like seeing these week by week snapshots of the SGL? Because sometimes it feels like, you know, week by week, not a lot of movement. But I don't know, last week when we did the 2 week one, there was a lot because we gave them guilds time to move. Granted, we should see some at least one new guild, hopefully, this time around. Lucas says, either is fine by me. All right, appreciate it. Weekly is nice, says Kip Kirby. Good to see you. What is going on now? he bounced out of the chat. Okay, so I'll hide him real fast. All right. Cool. There we go. Okay. Amelia says, I like the weekly stream. I mean, we'll be doing... So, Naller says 2 weeks would be good for me. Give me time to mature like fine wine. That's right. Amelia says, I like the weekly stream. So, to be fair, we will be streaming every week. It's just that we will only be doing coverage of the SGL once a week if we do it that way. So there's that. Pison, I could see you, they can't, but do you want thumbs up, thumbs down? All right, thumbs up. I'm going to move them over and we're going to unmute them real fast. Let's see what goes on. Let's see. Pison, how are you doing today?
Am I still static? Chat, help me.
Babom says week by week is nice, but have a different core subject besides leaderboard. Yep. That's
all right. So essentially, it's a Discord issue. And if you don't set some settings for your speaker and mic, Discord like does not compute and it just ruins your volume or your vocals. So yeah. Not a skill issue, Solo, you motherfucker. Also, hold on real quick. Yeah. I see Guy Sarek is probably being a troll. When is the next coffee stream with Ubi? Never. That's when. Okay. That bridge is burned, okay?
Burned.
And it's not even the plagiarism, but let's just say that bridge is burned. So what have I missed so far?
What are we talking about? Yeah, so I was asking if they'd like to see a 2 week versus 1 week. And to clarify for everyone, we would still stream every week, right? Every Thursday. We're not going anywhere. The only thing is if we do a 2 week SGL coverage, that means every other week we'll be doing other segments, whether it's more profile roast or, you know, interviews or whatever it may be in that realm of simple MMO. Oh boy, Nallery.
Something like that. I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, we stream for an hour or two too. It's good to see you. First time here. Okay. But yeah, so if we do it every 2 weeks, that allows for the guilds to mature in their progress a little bit better and maybe a little bit more action to discuss. So that's on our minds. That's one of the things that's on our mind, and maybe we'll figure
that
out.
That would be a good poll.
We should have done that as a poll, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? The poll right now is even better, okay? Everyone in chat right now, we have 26 votes. Come on. Is Yomu a stinker or not? We have yes, my angel, no, my lord. All right, we need the answers because... Thank you for voting immediately. By the end of the stream, we're going to find out if Yomu's stinky. If he's still awake, playing League of Legends, That, of course, would be he's stinky. All right. Did you talk about yourself at all? Like, how you're doing?
No, I have not.
All right. And I know you read, you shouted out everyone. I will say thanks for everyone for showing up. Usually I'm the one doing it. Crazyfy did a great job. I was in Discord hell. So Crazyfy, how are you today?
You know, I'm not doing so bad. You know, my state is still saying that the last night, my state gave out a warning that they almost collapsed the electric grid. So hooray.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's been my life basically, is you know, turning off the AC or turning it up high and sweating a lot and trying to keep my kid good. But he's doing great, which is awesome. At the end of the day,
your kid good. You're bad today.
At the end of the day, like, you know, my kid's growing up. It's been amazing to see him transform from a sack of potatoes to an actual, like, mm-hmm. little human, which is it's wild. Like, it just happens overnight, I swear. Yeah. Little man has grown fast.
A lot of milk and a lot of growth spurts.
Oh, dude. The growth spurts are amazing, but they suck to go through because he is fussy all the time and he's hungry all the time. It's just my wife is a real trooper. Let me tell you there. She is a real trooper. So, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. So, not a day goes by that nothing, you know, something doesn't happen with the stream once you leave the comforts of, like, Melon or Talk Studio. So, we're here for it. So, luckily this time, hopefully it's a fix. But yeah, it's a Discord issue. Also, I got a new desk. I don't want to show anyone yet. You can kind of tell. It's from Home Depot. Can you freaking believe it or not? But I need to do some cord management because it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's longer. It's 63 inches. That's not what she said to me. And I'm actually, so I'm doing some things. I ordered one of those cool, like, you can adjust the height, like a tower rack. So my tower doesn't have to be on my desk anymore. So all this will be free space. And yeah, I have some cool plans for it. We got to go to, you know, IKEA and buy all useless shit. Some good lighting, some cord management, whatever, you know. So that's doing fine. Yeah, so watching my shows, so reading my books, the manga, and yeah, thanks for asking, you know. I hope chat's doing fine. Let me check on the poll real quick. We need more votes, okay? There's no way he's not stinky. Like, you guys are so crazy.
Chat, how are you guys doing?
Sola says Pisen Swedish confirmed. That's a lie. Yeah, chat, how are you doing? I know you didn't want to talk to Crazyfy within my absence, okay? But if you just say how you're doing, that's fine. All right, let's move on. I'm pretty sure I heard Crazyfy talk about the topics earlier.
Yeah, just a brief conversation.
Right, so before we get into the topics, I just have some housekeeping real quick. That's our term. We're just going to keep using it. Everyone uses it, right?
We're cleaning our hole.
So it's been a while, and those of you who don't know, either my notorious fanfics of Sin, who is no longer with us. Rest in peace, Sin. He's not dead. He just left the game. He was sad and left the game. So I have fanfics of Sin in Couch Cat and all of our friends and TPC or the Peaceful Crusade. What I'm not writing, I am sponsoring. So I created this thing called Pisen's Publishing House, PPH, because you can't just run around global chat saying PP. Unless you can you do that? Maybe you can.
I don't know. Let's hop on global and find out.
I would.
Mods, look away.
Do that. But anyway, so PPH is my publishing house where every, you know, maybe every month or so I publish an upcoming author. And this month it's Cotton Candy from Rain Factory. I'm pretty sure she's a co-lead right now. So shout out to her. She has a new book out. I posted it in the CouchCat Discord linked below in the promotions channel, but I'm going to post it here for everyone's easy access. She deserves some stars, okay? So when you have the free time, please put this in the tab right now. Read her book. She's got an awesome writing style. And fun fact, in the draft version, so Cotton Candy...
give her shit again.
Yeah, I've done it like three times already, but it's the funniest shit I've seen in a while. Cotton Candy was still learning the game, okay? So Tilfia, because she's got multiple guilds in this story, including Babel, Forest, Wolfblood, pretty much the celestial guilds. And Tophia's there. And she, it's like 13 plus times in this book, because Tophia has dialogue in the book. She named Tophia Tilapia because she literally thought that was their username. So throughout this story, I'm reading Tilapia, you know, addresses Babel, or Tilapia makes a blah, blah, blah. Like, is the most funniest shit I've read. And we're selling the draft version for, you know, just an easy $50.99. It's up on the web. No, just kidding. But it is
four
funny.
Installments, of course.
Here, I will start it. I'm going to start it right now. I'm going to go to Tilfia's profile. And I'm going to comment Tilapia. And chat, all I ask is that if it's coming from a good place in your heart, not to be mean to Tilfia. But wow, Simple Mo, could you fucking maybe load? I don't know. Can you load a profile? Mike, the servers are broken. But I'm going to go to Tilfia's profile page. It finally loaded, by the way. And I'm going to comment Tilapia. So if you're Tilfia's Tilfia's friend and you want to add to it, go to my comment, reply to it, and let's just do a train. Let's do a Tilapia train. But yeah, that's some inside knowledge. That's all I have for housekeeping. Count Kennedy's, it's a part one because it's so large. Again, that's not what she said when she saw me or Crazy Five, but it's a big book, so it's going to be a two-parter.
Whoa.
Yeah, Con Candy's fishing art. Yeah, and Ivan's. So I was actually talking. So Ivan is a prominent character in the book, and I told her, "Are you even friends with Ivan? Because he's gonna blush reading this." And yeah, we'll see how that goes. We'll see if Ivan, can you give a blush report later? But all right, let's move on to the actual news now that the stream's on.
Yeah,
on
let's record. Do it.
So Crazyfy, that's me. Last week, Galahad Creative released probably the final announcement in regards to the ex Simple Mill artist, still not named in the announcement, and what is going to happen, what's the remedy to the situation.
So, right.
If you want to lead us into that.
Sure. Let me just transition us over to the announcement real fast. Wow. All right. Anyways, that actually looks really good on screen, so I'll keep it at this zoomed in. But this was the actual official announcement that Galahad Creative had. If you didn't know, they've done like preliminary announcements, if you will, in the art discussion channel, which was kind of weird. Like, why are you doing that in the art discussion and not the actual announcements?
Who goes there? I don't want to talk to artists. Like, they're all weird.
Dirty artists.
All these artists in our chat, Rogarth, Weirdo, Red, Weirdo, Mammo, Weirdo. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Keevan, the weirdest of them all?
Oh, she's low. Yeah.
No.
That's something.
But all right, let's get into it. This will probably be the last time that we talk about it, because I'm pretty sure all the cats in game have been Thanos now. If someone could
confirm
that. That's
what you
think. The announcement goes like this. First official, I would call it the first official announcement from Galahad Creative over this whole Ubi arc that we got going on in Simple MMO. So it says, we have recently discovered that an artist has created over 100 sprites for members of this community, and these sprites appear to infringe upon existing copyrights. We have a rigorous process in place to avoid situations like this from happening, but unfortunately, some can slip through the cracks. It is against our terms of service to upload any works that infringe upon any existing copyright. As a result of these infringements, we have made the decision to gradually phase out all affected sprites from the game over the course of the coming week. This includes avatars based on a frog and a running cat. Any affected items with the rename will also be refunded in due time. If you acquired any impacted sprite assets through PayPal, we strongly advise you seek a refund for your purchase. Please note that
which you can't, because Ubi was asking to what, use friends or family pay?
Correct, friends and family instead of an actual business option, it's a name for it. Please note that we cannot offer any compensation or refunds ourselves, as we were not directly involved in the transaction. The initial.
What? Hold on. Can you say? Can you say? Any?
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 I don't understand.
All right. Never mind. I baited you. Okay, go on. Okay. Sorry.
Anyways, excuse me. The initial diamond cost for purchasing the Avatar Link will be refunded upon removal. Please be aware that any Sprite purchases that are not directly affiliated with Simple Moat in an official manner come with inherent risks. We advise you to exercise caution when proceeding with such transactions. We are extremely sorry for this inconvenience. Mars is saying, what alt is he playing under now? Oh boy.
Okay, so here's, yeah, Kuma's barking and Kimdra is not stopping him, so she's doing great for me. She's really, really helping me out. Who? There's probably nothing there. He just likes to just bark at shadows. So anyway, there's two things here.
Yep.
One was the rigorous plagiarism check Ubi, which would render the process useless.
So that comes into the actual conversation that Mike had after the announcement, which Little Shadow kept giving him an eggplant emote. But no, if a mod or a staff member creates the art, they cannot approve the art.
Okay.
All
right. So then obviously it comes into play, like, most of the staff are just they were just players to begin with. So there's got to be an easier way, right, for them. Like, there's got to be AI or something to just scan for art, or, you know, reverse image search or something. I mean, I wonder how much of a job it was, or how much time it took for whoever created their document in the first place, because we know it wasn't Soya, right?
Right.
I wonder how much time that took to research and reverse search for.
So, yeah. Like, if you think about it, right, like, probably not going to find anything reverse search, because reverse search is more of, like, a very exact, depending on which service you're going with. I believe that the Russian one is actually the best reverse search engine out there. I could be wrong, but it used to be. I forget the name of it. But, anyways, so that's rough, right? You can't find, like, exact pieces unless someone copied it, you know, copy-paste.
Yeah.
Honestly, you just got to be, like, really in the know about pixel art games and pixel artists in general. Like, the cat was from 2014. Like, how the fuck are you finding
that shit? You go on Instagram, you just go pixel art tag, and there's, like, a kajillion artists.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you supposed to... That's what... I think they're set up to lose. Like, and that's an issue that stems from custom art in a game that, you know... Not saying it's sanctioned, but you can commission artists to, you know, in the community to put art in the game. Yeah, I think you just have to lose, especially if those artists are, like, nefarious or, you know, not necessarily doing it with malicious intent. Well, if you're making money on it, but if you're there to just kind of, like, copy and paste.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a hard spot to be in. And if I was staff, I'd be like, I'm not qualified to do this. No, thanks. You know?
Oh.
Like,
No, I thanks, definitely man. Would not.
I don't want that on my shoulders, dude. The only person I trust is Tiger. And his, like, weird fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah. Guaranteed. Tiger's art is original. Like, you know it for sure. But let's cover some of the things that Mike said after the announcement to clarify some things. Because it covers some of the things you brought up as well, right?
Just eggplants. Yeah, just eggplants.
Yeah, just eggplants all around from Little Shadow. Mike saying, remember, folks, always pay with goods and services with PayPal. Never send via friends and family. And Ubi was asking, like... Paizen said Ubi was asking for friends and family specifically because there's no tax on it and they can't ask for a refund. So goods and services, you could SOL.
Mallory, why'd you say that?
Okay, what happened?
Just keep reading.
Okay, yeah, I got a notification that... Okay, we're still alive, I think. All right, yeah.
Oh God,
Jesus Christ! My shit's crashing because of Texas. Anyways,
of course,
yeah. The grid is going down. I gotta go. Get my gun. So it's up to 80 days, like Mike just said. And Cootie says to add on, if the tax PayPal takes from the artist is an issue for them, just bump up the payment to cover that tax. Small glitch, but we're back. Yeah, dude, that was whoo, give me a little heart attack. So crowd starts talking about things, but basically what it is how the process works and everything like that. But Mike is saying the burden of finding out if an art piece infringes upon copyright in a private transaction is up to the purchaser, not us. Because some people are saying like, yeah, now it takes it down. Yeah, dude, don't even get me started. But yeah, so the burden of finding out the artwork is the purchaser, not the company, and the process of vetting artwork that's put into the game is not there for the purchaser to find out if it's infringed upon. That's not the job. It's to protect the company and the game from having assets that they could get legal retribution or ramifications yeah. from, right? Or repercussions is a better word that Mike actually uses. Yeah, so that's what he says there. Avatar upload process has never been nor never will be a system for private buyers to rely on. It's a vetting process to protect the game, not the players. Very important to understand that. Something like this cannot always be caught. Things will always slip through the net, like Pison was saying. That's 100% true. That's what's going to happen when you have a system like that. There's no guarantee. Like you're not going to be 100% squared away on this artwork. Yeah. It's just how
especially,
it is.
Especially... insider threat stuff or just insider knowledge. So like if you're on mm-hmm. staff, you're a prominent artist,
mm-hmm.
you know how it works, you know how the review goes because you review things, right?
Right.
I'm sure Galahad Creative, I can't speak for them, but maybe they haven't thought of that. I mean, they probably had that they've had bad actors as staff in the past and they've rectified that, but it's just one of those things under the whole like insider threat, insider knowledge umbrella where it's like, now you have to look at a little bit closely because once here's a good example of, you know, something actually happening. So unfortunate. And Kevin just DM'd me saying, because guess what? When we did the commission for the SGL awards, which are live, by the way, so all the guild leaders have them. They look beautiful in game. Thank you for repping them on your profile, your guild's profile. But yeah, Kevin just DM'd me saying, you know, now he can scam us too because that's what he requested. So you know what? Ubi's not the first. Keeban's not the last, apparently. Galahad Creative Staff is find out next week for more. Did we just get scanned by a man or a person that roleplays as a duck?
Yeah, Keeban says, hey, chicken? I did not request it. Pison offered.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have the DMs, bud. I don't think so. Let's see what I said. Shit. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag blame Pison for getting scammed. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. Also, happy birthday, Cotton Candy. I know that's a little late. It's a little disjointed, but it's Cotton Candy's birthday today. So I've been becoming, you know, author and has a birthday. What are your final thoughts on this announcement while I check on the tilapia chain?
Yeah, I'm going to finish up Mike's comments here because I think this part is an important piece right here.
Not important, dude.
Mike's so Bobombs, and if he's still in chat, he said that I would like to say in this current situation, to my current understanding, the artist was employed by SMMO GC. It could come off as expecting more of a refund or help for this horrible situation from the employer. I understand you're not aware, condone the sprites, but at least my view of the situation. It sucks for everyone. And Mike is actually setting the record here, which is pretty important, I guess, in this aspect. They were not sold officially by us, nor were they employed by Galahad Creative. And there's nothing that suggests otherwise. They were contracted to us, not employed, and everything done privately was a private transaction. So that's important legal aspects. Plus, they were not an official representative during the creation of this artwork. It was a private matter. So there's that as well. And Mike saying, you know, I mean, it makes sense why it slipped through the cracks given his position, but the very nature of trying to catch plagiarized material is an incredibly arduous and difficult process. It's an impossibility to catch everything. I have absolutely no doubt there are things in the game right now that infringe upon someone's copyrights. As much as I would like us to be, we aren't magicians. Yeah, and just the whole thing sucks for everyone. So, and they're just trying to figure out if Red's going to redo some of the artwork. So that's basically how it goes.
Yeah, big tech. You know, I'm Red, you know, 42069. and I come onto the scene and I'm like, I've always wanted to be an artist for a indie dev. And then your first task is to replace this. It's like, you know what? Never mind, brother. That dream is dead. I'm just solo commission.
Yeah.
And everyone, you're supposed to reply to my original comment, so that way she's not getting.
Oh, like, man. Yeah, Pison's getting banned in Simple MMO live, folks.
Who?
Anyways, so.
Go spam Global with stream ads. Yeah, I could. All right. I'm just glad it's done. You know, We'll see what happens. People are upset. People are posting their cats in our server as a goodbye. I mean, Corpse Kitty literally renamed himself to Rip My First Avatar. So, you know, I feel for those players affected by this tragedy. All right, let's move on to the next few.
Cutie's comment here. Both Pixel and Ubi set the artist bar low as heck.
I still like Pixel more than Ubi, that's for sure. All right, let's go to... I had some good times with Ubi, okay? I'm not just throwing it out the window, but yeah. There's some things going on.
The best of times, it was the worst of times.
Yeah, there's some things going on. Some choice words, and we'll talk about it later, but...
Ooh-wee.
Like in any JRPG, the village is on fire. Okay, so we're moving on to the next piece of news here. For those of you who don't know, the Guild Merryman under Jimmy, who was going to eat Alucard's face, which obviously didn't happen, but they had a great push. They split. And apparently it was just, there was no, like, Jimmy disappeared. There was no leadership at the helm in his absence, and leadership styles were differing between the co-leads, and the split happened. So now there is TSL, or the Scarlet Letter. So they went to Caveman's profile. They saw the Crimson. If the Crimson Tower could change their name so many times and also have a very similar acronym, why can't TSL? So don't, you can quote me on that, but don't say it's the truth. You know what I mean? But yeah, so we have TSL out of the ashes. So shout out to Babom, to Beezleblub, or Beezy Beezy, or Big Butt Beezle. I don't know. But shout out to them. Juan's? Dude, I don't
Juan?
Know. Juan's.
Juan?
He left Juan's? Wolfblood of all guilds. I don't know why. Once you're a Wolfblood, like, once you're a wolf, I don't know why you would leave, but he's also in TSL. So there's some really cool people in this guild besides Beezle. But I'm just kidding.
Wait,
it's too easy, dude.
Real fast, is the Scarlet Letter the guild name based off of the book? Like, did you
guys
base
all,
base
all
it
versions,
off the book?
Dude. They're all versions.
Like, are you guys wearing the letter A on your shirt? Like, what? Tell me. I'm curious.
That's the 10th time Juan has left.
Oh, it's the Scarlet Legion.
No, it's the Scarlet Letter, dude.
I was wondering, like, there's no fucking way, right? Like, there's no way it's Scarlet Letter.
No, it's
I don't
Scarlet
wanna...
Letter, dude.
Just doing right, Babom's dirty
off,
over here.
Apparently, Limits joined the guild, so that's always a bad sign, because when Limits join something, the guild disbands.
Dude, this is like Rune Factory all over again.
Limits, I love you, dude. I feel like you're always late to the picnic, you know? Like, you show up, and then the guild dies.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, Scarlet Leather. That's a good one. Yeah.
Scarlet leggings.
Scarlet leggings. Yo, come to Lululemon. What's the other brand? I literally just bought my wife a bunch of stuff from there.
I don't know.
It's made by Gap. Athleta. Yeah, come by the Athleta and get some Scarlet leggings. Anyway, okay, here we go. We're moving on to next service. So Rad, or Radiant Dawn, is looking for a new co-leader. So if you want to be a co-leader in one of the coolest named guilds out there who are plummeting through the SGL, downwards, not upwards, that's what plummeting means. Give it a shot. AFK Machine is a cool dude.
They're saying your mic is messed up again.
What's wrong? I'm a robot now?
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Yeah, talk about Rad real quick.
All right, yeah. So let me disappear him real fast as well. And then oops. And transition out. Oh boy, this is fun. Okay, and then I will do this and okay. Alright, so yeah, Rad is trying to be, Paizen's trying to be more like me. Yeah, that's right, Yomu. Oh, he came back into the call. Ooh, maybe it's a quick one, who knows? Whenever you're ready, just give me a thumbs up, thumbs down, I'll keep track of it. Yeah, he's thumbs up, alright, that was fast. Alright, let's get him back in, let's unmute, let's see. Alright, bud, let's, tell me, how you feeling?
What's it like now? Because this is a Discord issue. So, like, are we going to have to use, like, Skype?
Probably.
Yeah. Mike's. Is it good? All right. Yeah. So, it's Discord, unfortunately. Okay. There's threads about how, like, it hasn't been addressed. Dark! Oh, my fucking God. Dark quit Simple MO, but keeps spamming me in DMs. Okay. About Crab Rangoon. Do you guys have that problem?
Oh, I do. Your like Crab Rangoon, just... though.
I really do love Crab Rangoon, but like, do you have this problem where people just spam you about Crab Rangoon?
No.
Yes, it is the hentai games. I'm sorry. I have them running in VR. Okay. All right. So yeah, Rad's looking for a new co-owner. Check him out. Also, Lucas, his guild, Newbies, is having a Discord event. So I don't know where to get the link. I don't know. Lucas, where the heck's your, where's your guild Discord link? You can post it in chat if you want, but their event is going on. It's for roles. You can earn roles within the event. He's posted it in our promotion channel in our Discord. So yeah, check it out. If you're a fan of Newbies or want to, I don't know, beat them, join their guild. It's going on. But yeah, and the last one, the last topic before I turn to a robot again is Babel's card game. Crazy Five, this is up your alley. Anything's better than a World Cup, you know what I mean? That's all I got.
Okay. Every once in a while I hear Babel's like rumors of what Babel's doing as events within their own Discord and their own guild, and honestly, like, they've got some of the coolest freaking events that they run that are very creative as a guild. Duct tape. Babel's looking for a new guild to have drawn with. Send me your applications. Anyways, okay, let's talk about this. So one of the ones that I want to talk about is called Babel Bazaar. It's it officially launched August 22nd. We're a little behind. I meant to bring this up last stream, like I talked about in the beginning of this stream, but you know, unfortunately, drama, blah blah blah. We needed to cover everything else there for last week, and this got pushed this week. It's a pretty cool concept, right? So, you know, in this game, yeah, Ice hates that their card game is member only. So I was like, why is that? So after the award show, Ivan hit me up and said, hey, Paizen said that you like card games. We launched a card game. I was like, that's fucking dope. I want to play. How can I play? And he's like, it's Babel only right now. I was like, what? Like, why? Because in my mind, I'm thinking like Pokemon TCG, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Magic the Gathering, all those where it's like player v player. And I was like, why would they keep that as only, you know, Babel or whatever it may be? However, and now I completely understand why it's the guild only. It makes a lot of sense, right? So it's not like player v player. It's a pretty interesting. So each day, the guild leads, they put out a task, like, you know, get a node of every single material or rarity rate or whatever it may be, right? So, and you have to show proof of pictures to get awards, whether it's, you know, diamonds, tools, gold, whatever the award that they have at that time. And you could earn card packs and open up and earn cards. So the cards are used in two different ways, right? So you have pre-task awards and post-task awards. So pre-task gives you like a buff, like you could get extra, or you could like, I can't remember the pre-task. Forgive me, Ivan. Pre-task, as a means to make the upcoming task easier to complete, and then post-task, when you play cards that affect the outcome of the task, either via affecting the rewards or the people in the winning slots. For example, as a post-task card, we have one based on Simple MMO collectible called Snail Shell. It adds 3 minutes to winner's completion time. So it's a fun way to, like, you could play almost like a Slay the Spire and stuff like that, those type of card games, you're not playing against other players, you're playing against the concept of the game, which is pretty cool, and it encourages people to play, because now they're going to earn rewards, they're going to play a card game at the same time, and they can hit the step button repeatedly and not feel like it's a drag sometimes, you know? So that's actually a really cool recruiting tool, and I understand why they are such a top tier guild. So really awesome, cool event. I think it's a really, I haven't seen a guild do that type of event before. This is the first for me. It took them 5 months. Let me see if I could have just, you know, trying to expose my DMs with Ivan, right? Anyways, so it's the concept brought by Ivan, coded entirely by Nex, and built out by Blackout, and economy balancing everything else, and cards put together by Melon and Ivan, and prizes funded by Babel by the way of Alucard. So that's pretty nice, if you ask me. They have 50 cards right now. They're looking at expansion packs to add more. I think it's a really cool, interesting way to attract people to play the game and also keep their guild active as much as they are. So yeah, let's see what the other guilds have. Step it up.
We saw how BCS happened. It was too much. So maybe this will be better. But I know we've heard from the grapevine that originally when this concept was shared to the public, people had issues with art as if it was copy and paste. I don't know. Plagiarism? I don't know.
Yeah.
But those are just, that was with the grapevine. We have no confirmation on that.
Ivan, I reached out to Ivan about that as well. That was the one downside that I heard about this card game. And he said, I've already clarified this myself the one time I mistakenly posted in the SMMO server. We made no effort to claim the art as our own and have always been very open about its origins from the very start when anyone asks. The art is all from various pixel artists across Twitter, but the game yields no actual money, so we're not profiting off anyone's art. We actually pay money for the hosting services of the bot. We just incorporate the art into the card assets to build a bear our way towards a trading card for a little hobby side project. He said that they have a credits command in the bot now, so you could see what artwork is associated to what artists to give credit to those artists. So there, that's his response to that, because I know that that was something that was brought up at one point. Yeah. So yeah.
Well, cool. Let's hope for the best then. Good luck, Babel.
Yep.
All right. That's the news out of the way. That's, you know, Keeping everyone busy here. Before we move on to the main event, you know, near the end of the stream, before we move on to the seasonal guild leaderboard, the fifth progress report, technically the sixth, if you we'll say it's the fifth. All right, but before we do that, it's time for an ad. This stream is sponsored by all of you. So if you're a YouTube member, thank you very much. For choosing to support us for $2.99 a month to get some cool badges, some emotes, some CouchCat specific emotes, and some oldie but goodies from the Simple MMO timeline. And yeah, thank you so much for choosing to be a YouTube member and supporting us. And then also, everyone who's not a YouTube member, thank you for the likes, thank you for the subs, thank you for hanging out with us at night. And sometimes in the morning, randomly, when I do stepping streams, which is like really weird because, you know, stepping last stepping stream, Mike interrupted the stream and he stepped with us in Mayor Party, bigger, like six or seven people. That was interesting. But yeah, that's all. That's the ad. It's not like we're sponsored by, like, you know, anyone besides all of you. Thank you. That's all I got. All right, let's move on to the seasonal guild leaderboard, the fifth report. Let's see what's changed. It's mainly the bottom tier stuff that's changing, which is always exciting to see. So, yep. Crazyfy, it's all you.
Yep. Look at this beautiful landing page from Yomu.
What the heck? When did this happen?
Yep. All right, ladies and gentle steppers, welcome to the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard Report number 5 we're agreeing upon. This week, we are covering the last week's worth of seasonal guild leaderboard updates. Some movement, a lot of downward arrows. So without further ado, let's get into it. We have the top 25. Oh, look at that. Taddy subscribing. Appreciate you.
Thank you for the sub.
Anyways, all right. So let's talk about this, right? So top 25 Guilds, each tier is 5 guilds, so you have 5 tiers. First and foremost, let's do the Celestial tier. And as you can see, there has been absolutely zero movement from the Celestial tier. The Force is still dominating as number one. Babel as the top PvE guild at 72 mil. And then Wolfblood coming in third. Rain Factory, real close, 300k away from overtaking Wolfblood, which would be wild. And then Merryman of Simple Mole holding out on that fifth place position. Who knows what's going to happen with them, if they're going to decay or not. I saw that One Dead took over leadership of Merryman, and then now it's back to Jimmy, so maybe he's back. Who knows what's going on? I don't. That's for sure. But
I do, actually.
Oh.
So just real quick, if you go to the weekly Guild Stats video, which Crazify did for the first time since having his baby.
That's right.
In the comments, we have a Merryman member saying that Jimmy wants to take it easy and relax. So essentially, they're dead. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and Babams is saying One Dead is in TSL now, and Jimmy isn't back. So right there, straight from the source, Merryman is dead. They came out strong, and they died off fast. So there we go. Yomo, hopefully the change
Yomo,
dashboard.
Can you not DM us that shit? Don't say that loud.
We'll put an asterisk. May or may not be accurate. Who knows?
Nah, these numbers might be generated from somewhere. These are actually the amount of Snicker bars that are bought.
This is Couch Cat's reality, okay? And no other reality matters. So that's all that it is.
Real life of Couch Cat.
All the co-leads from Merryman that were worth the damn are now with TSL. They've all left and abandoned Merryman to die off again as a guild. And maybe next year, two years, 3 years, Jimmy will come back again and try to surge once more. Who knows?
That'll do it. That'll just make everyone in Merryman feel real good about themselves. Thank you, Crazy Y.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you. But yeah, looking quickly at the Celestial tier, pretty boring. It is interesting to see that Wolfblood and Rain Factory are so neck and neck.
Right.
Which was not the case last season. So, yeah. And then I'm anxiously waiting to see who takes number 5. And if Merryman holds that, then the top 10 guilds are dead. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
but yeah,
that's all I got.
Yeah, all right, cool. Check this out. I don't have to scroll anymore. I don't have to make sure that I'm leaking the next tier. I just got to go click and hey. It's the legendary tier now. What do you know?
Wow. When we're zooming and getting it wrong.
Yep,
that's what I used to do.
Yep. Life is easy when Yomu is in charge of building dashboards. Thank you again.
He is stinky.
anyways, so legendary tier, we have 6 through 10. Step into Shadows, which is the second best PvE guild in the league. With 35 mil, they might actually, hold on 1 second. What is the guild XP to beat? 38 mil. So we could see, a second PvE guild in the Celestial tier next week, potentially, because Step in the Shadows earns roughly about 5 mil per week. So that's pretty big. And I know that because of the weekly guild set. So go check out the video if you want to see more. Then we have Still Friendly in the seventh place position with big difference between 6 and 7. The Knights You Say Ye holding out strong. Cheese Cult holding out on 9th place. And Peaceful Crusade holding out in the 10th place position. I know King Cows wanted 8th place, but they dropped back down to 10. Of note, Still Friendly. Sunny Bunny's coming to our Discord saying that they picked up a PvP whale. Or an individual in their guild has decided to become a PvP whale. And so they're looking to climb even more.
They made the reverse Babel. So now they're PvP. See what I did there? Man, that was clever, dude. Beyblade, I hope you enjoy that. That was pretty clever. So what do I think? I think Step Into the Shadows is a strong contender, of course. I always like seeing a PvE guild, you know, this large. Especially in what they're doing here. So awesome to them. Could it be number 5? That'd be really sweet. Still Friendly? Yeah, they're kicking up. But is it Still Friendly, though, that has the whale, or was it not so friendly?
It was Still Friendly, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Sunny Bunnies, yeah.
There's too many friendlies. You don't... It's too much, man. You guys gotta consolidate or, like, really do different names. I'm sure Wick is like, what the fuck are you talking about? But you know what I mean. The Knights Who Say Yeep, still can't believe they're still around. I said still like a still sandwich. Oh fuck, I did it again. But anyway, every week I'm amazed that Yi is still here. So they must be doing something right. And then Cheese and TPC, very close together. There's a drop off from the eight spot. Eight spot's like the hump to get over for the lower tier of legendary. And I see people in chat saying that, you know, the Scarlet Letter is about to be legendary. So we might actually see that next week. But yeah, TBC, I hope you know, you're able to push more, you know, Cream Cow's return. We'll see how that goes. We're still seeing how that goes. And Cheese Cult's wild. I can't believe they pushed.
I know.
Because they were literally like rare tier all of last season.
Trash tier. Now look at them.
Yeah, they were like really old moldy cheese, and now they're not. And now they're everywhere. I see them in global. I see them in Discord. I see them commenting on our videos. Like, it's pretty it's a different turn, to say the least. But that's all I got.
Yomu, is the total EXP still good? Because that's what we're riding off of, so.
Oh boy, Yomu.
I'll just keep right with the total right now. We won't show earned. How about that?
We need a new partnership. If you're interested.
No.
Yomu is sending us out the fit. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Okay, yeah, he's saying all good then, so we're squared away. All right, so next tier is the epic tier. We have 11 through 15. We have the Golden Arrows, Gorilla Wizards, Heaven and Hell, the Scarlet Legion, or Leggings, or Leather, you know, your choice, whatever you'd like to be. And the Titans have dropped down one because Scarlet Legion. And you'll see that from here on out, a lot of red because the Scarlet Legion has gone up all the way into the epic tier. They were just created and they shot up to the epic tier. They've conquered.
Bombs is making a good point. Where's the green arrow?
I don't know how the green arrows work.
Yomu, help.
Is it the way it's built? Should there be a green arrow next to the Scarlet Legion because they just were born recently? Hold on, let's see. 14 days?
Well, there is some green.
Yeah, no, Scarlet Legion's not getting an up arrow.
Interesting.
Sucks to suck, I guess. I don't know.
Robbed of their moment of fame. Unfortunate.
I'm so sorry, but Bob's and the rest of the crew, the TSL crew. Don't worry.
Nauri? Nauri says Yomu said there's technical difficulties to match the rest of the stream.
Man. Getting roasted by our own mods. What a way to go.
Don't worry, Yomu. You have like 7 days to review it. It's all good.
Yeah, no sweat. Hey, we're not gonna hold you. Like, how dare you? When here we are being robots and you know all that, you know, fun jazz of frying CPUs and whatnot. But don't worry, TSL. We have screenshots of this, so you know maybe we'll just edit post.
I'm not gonna
edit.
I'm not going to. Yeah,
well, there
not.
You go. Pison doesn't care enough to add it. So
yeah, I'm just gonna post it.
Anyway, so that's epic tier. Congrats to TSL for coming out of nowhere and already being 14th place. And the audience is now disappointed. So, hey, freaking called it. There is the hello disappointment of the title. You are welcome.
Unfriended. I didn't want you and my friends to say anyway. I don't want to wave to you on accident. I'm just kidding. Please don't do that. Please don't unfriend me. Yeah, exactly. Listen, the poll is up there for a reason. If you voted not a stinker, doesn't your view change on Yomu right now? I mean, Gesserit, it changed. There's still time to revert your vote, okay?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Your board's doing killed me.
It's all
justice
good.
Justice for Bombs. Yeah, put his name on the t-shirt. All right, what do I think? Amazing. Good job for Scarlet Letter. Insane group of guys. I wonder how it's going to go. They remind me of myself when I was just a little adventurer. You know what I mean? You probably don't. I don't even remember that either.
No.
Yeah, surprised that Golden Arrows is actually top of something. And that's really my big takeaway for Epic. Pretty
Age is
slow
back, that's
here.
Why.
Yeah, Aged is back. I don't know, but Golden Arrows, or Ace has been playing Starfield and BattleBit. So.
And busy with work. So.
Yeah, and busy with it with work, so yeah. I don't know if that's enough to keep, you know, him and Tuna. Is that enough to keep them afloat? Probably not. But we'll see. Let's move on. Let's go to the trashy tier.
Ooh-wee. Next tier is the elite tier. This is 16 through 20. We have Murder of the Universe, who's moved up too. So good on them. They get the green arrow.
Yeah, chumps. Is that what you're trying to say? You almost said chumps out loud.
The Crimson Tower has gone down one. Friendly 2 has gone down 3. Newbies has gone down 2. And Dusk has stayed solid. So, yeah, that is the elite tier. Nothing too crazy. Congrats to Murder of the Universe for climbing. Everyone else, I don't know, get better, I guess.
Oh, sorry, I was making fun of Fred.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, elite tier. It's looking great. You know, Murder of the Universe, I can't believe they're still kicking it. Good on them. They have a cool name, you know. They used to slap us back in the day. Crimson Tower decays because of the Scarlet Letter pushing up. And it's just like a cascading effect. Like Crazy Vile said, like the whole bottom half of this leaderboard is just red from decay or movement of someone else. So yeah, interesting stuff. I know Caveman has been putting in some work though. He was actually moving around helping other guilds, but he didn't have to. I think he joined TSL temporarily, but they didn't need it. So, but that probably has nothing to do with 7 days ago. anyway, Friendly 2, good on them. Newbies, again, you know, what do you really expect? And then Dusk. Dusk didn't move at all. Interesting. Let's move on to the only bigger disappointment than this stream. Let's move on to Rare Tier.
But Bombs is saying Caveman did not. He's lame, so.
Okay, he's lame. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Wow,
look at all the red here. This is Christmas.
Look at all that. Yeah, so 21 through 25 is the Rare Tier, or the Trash Tier, as we love to call them. Specifically Pison. Prostor has dropped down so much from the trash into the trash tier, which sucks to see. They were so strong in our very first season outside of the game, but here we are today, and it seems that they're cruising. Though I do see their ads for guild recruitment all the time on the bulletin board. Ornate Garden dropped down one. Radiant Dawn's dropped down one. Hopefully that new co-lead that they find will be able to carry them.
carry FK on their back.
Yeah.
He's coping. In chat, he says, I'm okay losing the spot to Bombs. Yeah, that's cope. that's cope.
Anyways, yeah, and then the last two there, Juboko and the Bear Tribe.
Juboko.
I always struggle with that one.
Why'd you like Juboko?
I'm sounding it out. That's what I was taught as a child, okay? When you don't know a word, you sound it out.
You should go like Jabako.
yeah, that's trash tier. So there's
that. Oh, man. Yeah, Prosser falling into Rare. I don't know the current state of Prosser right now, so I wonder if they're just slowly. I wonder how active the members are. That's something I need to look into, because Prosser, you know, we were huge fans of them in the last season, in their guild as a whole. But I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Ornate Garden, same thing. I haven't seen. All right, this is just me, but I haven't seen Father Canopy in a while. I haven't seen Mother Root in a while. So, again, I wonder what's going on. Is everyone slowing down? You know, maybe there's burnout from the event. And it's kind of like the ebb and flow throughout the seasons, because the seasons are longer now. But yeah, I have more questions about Rare than usual. Radiant Dawn, I have no questions. It's obvious. AFK Machine, he's doing a bunch of coke, and he's not leading the guild like he should be. You can spread that rumor, by the way. And then Juboko, I don't have enough insight in Juboko.
Yeah, they're like a guild that we have know nothing about, really.
Yeah, I got a cool sword sprite that is of the guild, and it's in my showcase, and that's all I know. So pretty cool of them to send that to me. And the Bear Tribe, I don't know much about them, but they're probably going to get kicked the frick out of the SGL because they're lean. They're looking lean right now.
Those two show up on the weekly guild stats as well every once in a while. So majority of time has been the very bottom of it. So.
Bear Tribe, like we've seen Bear Tribe, I still don't know.
Yeah, they're.
I could look at a list. It's like looking at a list of friendly guilds, and I'm like, I still don't know which one's which. Yeah.
We'll have to get like a cheat sheet, write it down, and have it plastered next to our monitors. But yeah, that is the SGL for this week. Appreciate you guys being here for it and enjoying the update. Apologies about the arrows. Really, at the end of the day,
No. Hold on. We don't ever apologize here. We're not sorry for it. All right. It's just what it is.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you to Yomu. We really appreciate you. He did this out of the kindness of his heart. So please, everyone, thank Yomu in chat. He's made a kick-ass dashboard and then made it better for us without us even asking. He just saw us using it and was like, oh, I know how to fix that for them. And he just did it. So
made it better. You. He broke it. He'll probably fix it again. Yeah, he's amazing. He's also co-developing Idle MMO, which if you don't know much about Idle MMO, we have content on Idle MMO coming out as phase three, you know, comes on the horizon. But also, if you want to support Yomu, he's got something called the Simple MMO at Hub. So if you play Simple MMO religiously and you play from the computer and you want a mobile simulation of that, check out the Simple MMO App Hub. It's linked down in the description. Try it out. You'll have a way better time chatting with people, navigating the interface, and there are there's also Patreon tiers if you so choose to support me even further. But yeah, shout out to Yomu.
Yeah, I like partnership of Couch Cat. I like Nallery's comment. CCG couldn't afford the extra arrows. Please like and subscribe so they can afford all the arrows they need.
It's so true. We had to cut the arrows to get the SGL awards. So
yeah.
Times are rough over here, man.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I burned through all my freaking diamonds. Let's do it in that SGL.
How many diamonds was that?
1,080 diamonds in total to send out all the awards, make them celestial, new name, new sprite, new inscription. So totally worth it. Yeah.
Mike, help us. Mike, we're taking this partnership to the next level. Also, we're really close. So chat, we're really close. Now that we're at the end, okay? Thanks to YouTube for watching the future VOD. Crazy Fire forgot to say that. He, you know,
I ended it. They don't need to know that we're ending it.
So anyway, we're close to 700 subs. If you can just, if you're not already sub, tell your friends, your guildies, the level 20, newbie PvP every day, tell them to sub to Couch Cat. And once we get to 700, that's going to be the next go around. For the Mammoth.
Static.
Okay. Talk about 700 subs.
Yep.
Mammoth giveaway.
Yep. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here with the Robot Man himself. We get to 700. Gosh darn it. Okay. If we get to 700 subs, we will be doing another giveaway, specifically Yomu's. Not Yomu's. Holy shit, what the hell? I got Yomu on my mind. I can't get him out. speaking of Yomu, he did say, I'll just try to fix the arrows. No need for donations. Just fix Pison's microphone. Cheers. Yeah. We are going to not be using Discord from here on out. We'll probably do like Zoom or something. Okay, regardless. All right, let's talk about subs again. 700 subs will give us a new giveaway. We'll be giving away the Mammoth Couch Cat Mammoth item. We have, are you good? Thumbs up?
I don't know.
All right, we'll just. All right, here he is. He's back again. 700 subs giveaway Couch Cat Mammoth. Yeah, if you're not sub, hit that subscribe button. If you have friends and family who aren't sub, let them know. It was Labor Day weekend over in the U.S., so you should have just told your family then. It would have been a perfect opportunity. Anyways, audio is good, so there's that. Good way to end the stream is just with good audio. What can you say? So that's about it. Again, shout out to Yomu for providing that dashboard and the new look. Makes life so much easier when we stream. Appreciate the whole community coming together on these Thursdays. Love hanging out with you guys. And if you want to hang out more, we're always active in the Discord. Pison likes a game with the community Saturday nights, Friday nights sometimes. One day I'll be able to get to that moment again once we get a good routine with the kid. But yeah, That's all I gotta say. Thank you again. We love you all and appreciate all the support. And this community is just fun. What can I say?
Yeah, it is, until you get threats and DMs. That just happened. So I'm back. Good times. Thank you for watching the show. And honestly, hope to see you again. Hope to see you next Thursday. Not as a robot. Silently yet deadly. That's gross. And maybe a morning stream on Saturday would be good. Yeah, a morning stream on Saturday could be a potential. But yeah, Crazify, you handled it really well. That will do it for the stream tonight. Peace out to everyone. Please like, sub, head on over to couchcatpod.com for more simple and MMO content. And yeah, we'll see you Thursday. Not with Discord. We'll try something else.
Bye-bye.
See ya.